The Enterprise is at warp speed. There is an air of urgency on the bridge.
Time, Mr. Data.
We will arrive within transporter range in 3 minutes, 21 seconds.
Finally established audio contact with the Romulan ship.
Our main power is failing. There is no way to stop the overload.
Enterprise, a Romulan vessel. We are en route to your position.
Enterprise, what is your plan of arrival? We are facing an imminent pod wrench.
Repeat your last transmission.
Sorry, Captain, they've stopped transmitting.
We got a Riker.
Riker here.
Transport to the Romulan ship as soon as we're within range.
Aye, sir. No weapons. We don't want them to think they're under attack.
LaForge and Rolaren give up their weapons.
It's not a bright idea.
I beg your pardon, Ensign? I didn't quite catch that.
Nothing, sir.
Riker throws Ro a hard look, which she returns as the away team prepare to transport. The Enterprise comes smoothly to a dead stop close to the stricken Romulan vessel. Aboard the stricken craft, a crew member lies dead. The air is full of smoke, and there are numerous fires. Crew members desperately fight the flames with handheld extinguishers. There is a sense of desperation in the shouted orders. Suddenly, in the middle of the room, the air begins to shimmer.
We're from the Federation Starship Enterprise. We received your distress call.
The Enterprise?
That's right. Your message said you had suffered a failure in your engine core.
Yes, we had a forced chamber explosion in the resonator coil.
It's a pretty strange setup, but it looks like the graviton field generator has been completely depolarized. There's no way to fix it. Have to be replaced.
Where are your replicators?
They are offline.
Who's in charge here?
The captain is dead. I'm the science officer, Mirok.
We'd like to move this generator back to the Enterprise for replication.
All right.
Geordi, you and Ro.
Geordi nods in agreement as he and Ro lift the heavy metallic device.
So force a browser, two people and one piece of equipment to beam aboard.
Aye, sir.
The transport chief activates the sliders on the transporter console. Shapes appear, but flicker and fade.
Engineering, I need more power to the primary energizing coil.
Still, the shapes of Geordi and Ro blink in and out of focus, not fully forming.
Rosmer to Commander Riker. I'm losing them. I have to abort.
They should be returning to your coordinates, sir.
Riker and Worf look tensely at the spot from where Ro and Geordi left.
Do you have them? They're not here.
No, sir.
Where are they?
I can't locate their patterns.
We've lost them, sir.
Riker and Worf can only look around in disbelief. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek: The Next Generation, created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled The Next Phase, voiced by Roland Behan. A comet, its tail glowing red and blue in the star's light, flashes past, revealing a rocky moon orbiting a ringed planet. The Starship Enterprise journeys into the wild beauty of the unknown. Streaming flat plains of swirling gases ring an enormous glowing orb in a distant galaxy.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Starring Patrick Stewart as Captain Jean-Luc Picard, Jonathan Frakes as Commander William Riker, LeVar Burton as Lieutenant Geordi LaForge, Michael Dorn as Lieutenant Worf, Gates McFadden as Dr. Beverly Crusher, Marina Sirtis as Counselor Deanna Troi, and Brent Spiner as Lieutenant Commander Data. The United Federation of Planets was created to form alliances between species, and the pooling of knowledge and desire to learn pushes the boundaries of our own existence in an effort to discover more. The engines on the Enterprise power up. Explosive fusion builds to a warp power, and the Enterprise lunges forward in a flash of blue and white light.
I'm afraid they're gone.
Mr. Data, begin a level one diagnostic. All transporter systems offline until further notice. Now, they've materialized somewhere else.
Negative, Captain. Sensors are unable to locate them anywhere within transporter range.
Counselor.
Sensing nothing, Troy shakes her head helplessly.
Riker to Enterprise.
Go ahead, number one.
Captain, we're still looking at a core breach. Unless we can fashion a new graviton generator.
I need replacement personnel, sir.
Mr. Data, continue the diagnostic of the transporter systems at another time. Take a shuttlecraft and two more engineers down to the Romulan ship.
Aye, sir.
Mr. McDowell, alert the main shuttle bay to have all available ships and pilots standing by in case we need them.
Aye, sir.
Ensign, lay in a course away from the Romulan vessel and engage at warp one if you detect any sign it's going to explode.
The ensign taps the adjustments into the helm console. Picard's face is grim. On the Romulan ship, there are more problems.
Pressure in the containment chamber has increased 15 millicoles in the last 2 minutes.
What can we do to stop the overload?
Most of the conduits were damaged during the explosion. I can't even access the central computer.
Commander.
Worf's craggy features are etched with worry.
Emergency bulkheads have sealed the section off from the rest of the ship. There is no way to gain access to the main bridge or control centers.
Survivors.
Readings indicate at least 73 Romulans are still alive.
73?
All heads turn. Science Officer Mirok rushes to his console.
The pressure has jumped 200 millicoles.
I've lost control of the containment chamber.
It's going to implode.
We need to dump the entire engine core. Do you have an auto-eject system?
Yes, but it's not functioning. I'll have to do it manually.
Mr. Worf, you too. Seal the chamber.
Worf and Mirok open a hatch and scramble past fallen machinery to their task.
Implosion will occur in 1 minute, 5 seconds.
Enterprise, we need to jettison the entire engine core. You'll need to extend the shields once it clears the hull.
Understood, number one. We'll stand by for your signal.
Worf and Mirok hurriedly clear debris from the core ejection mechanism. Opening the dual access hatches, carefully maintaining eye contact, they activate the release and rise quickly to remove wreckage blocking the exit hatch.
We must get the doors closed.
Worf strains in vain to shift a huge fallen pillar.
Commander!
Time?
30 seconds.
With Riker's help, the pillar is lifted aside. Riker, Worf, and Mirok struggle to slide close the damaged safety doors, which resist their every effort.
I'm ready, Commander.
Stay there! Eject the chamber on my order!
Excuse me, sir.
Riker, looking up in surprise at hearing Data's voice, moves aside. Data grasps both doors with his incredible strength. They slide easily together.
Implosion in 5 seconds.
Now.
The release rocks the entire ship. The unstable core hurtles into the void.
Enterprise, extend shields!
As the Enterprise boosts shields, the core erupts in a massive fireball, buffeting the two ships.
Still here?
Yes.
On the bridge of the motionless Enterprise.
We'll have a complete power survey done within the hour. We'll probably have to supply them with energy for life support. They'll need a new engine core to get home.
Understood, Commander. Keep me informed of your efforts. Picard out.
I've been sick bay.
Aye, sir.
As Picard exits the turbo lift and heads for sick bay, he entirely fails to notice a crew member lying slumped in the passageway. It is Ensign Ro. Movement indicates that she is alive. She blinks awake and slowly eases herself up to a standing position. She seems quite unhurt.
Ensign Ro to the bridge. This is Ensign Ro reporting in. I'm at Section 23 Baker, near sick bay.
There is no response. She looks puzzled and slightly dizzy.
Sick bay.
As she walks slightly uncertainly towards sick bay, first one, then two more fellow crewmen seem to completely ignore her as she walks by. She almost walks straight into the sick bay doors as they inexplicably fail to open. Frowning, she steps away from the doors, which open suddenly. As another shipmate passes her without a glance, she slips into sick bay.
Excuse me, I need some help.
Voice provokes no response. A worried look crosses her brow.
Excuse me. I need some help.
The medical team ignore her.
Excuse me, I need some help.
She looks around, completely flustered and unsure what to do.
We shouldn't make any hasty decisions, Jean-Luc. The transporter could have beamed them somewhere else. The Romulan ship, another deck of the Enterprise.
We've checked all those possibilities. The initial findings would seem to indicate that there was a radiation surge from the Romulan engine core which disrupted the signal and never rematerialized.
We should check again. There might be something that we overlooked.
Reveille, we've done everything that we can.
You're right. I just hate making out death certificates.
Does Ensign Roe have any family?
Captain, I'm right here.
Not that I know of. But I'll check with the Bajoran liaison office.
I'm not dead!
I'll have the official reports ready within the hour.
Picard nods grimly.
Captain, I don't know what's going on.
Picard steps straight through Roe as if she were a ghost. She remains rooted to the spot, frustrated and afraid. Dr. Crusher sits at her console.
Dr. Crusher, I'm right here. Damn it!
In frustration, Roe strikes the desk, but watches dumbfounded as her hand passes straight through the solid furniture. Unable to believe her eyes, she now passes her hand slowly and deliberately through a computer console. Trying desperately to work out what has happened to her, she looks over Dr. Crusher's shoulder and watches in horror as her own death certificate is completed.
We're ready, Commander.
Riker to Enterprise. Begin power transfer.
The brilliant blue energy beam lances out from the Enterprise toward the Romulan craft. On board, the lights come back on.
Power flow is consistent at 400 coulombs. No fluctuations in frequency. The main power grid is online.
Picard to Riker.
Riker here. Power transfer appears stable in his end, Captain.
Good. What is the status of the engine replacement?
Engineering is modifying one of our subspace resonators to act as a new engine core. It won't do more than warp 2, but it'll get them home.
Very good.
Captain. The diagnostic of the transporter system shows an anomalous energy fluctuation. I will need to inspect the imaging scanner in transporter room 3.
By all means.
Captain, I have a personal favor to ask. I considered Commander LaForge to be my best friend. I believe it is my responsibility to plan and conduct the memorial service. May I have your permission to do so?
Permission granted. Make whatever arrangements you think are appropriate.
Thank you, sir.
As the captain resumes his duties, work continues aboard the Romulan vessel. Romulan and Federation personnel are working side by side. Worf enters and makes his way towards Riker.
Commander, the Romulans want a computer. We cannot give them access to Federation technology. That is an unacceptable security risk.
What about a computer core from 30 or 40 years ago, one the Romulans are already familiar with?
That would be satisfactory.
Check with the Enterprise, see what's available. But be sure that your concerns are addressed before we install it.
Aye, sir. Thank you.
Riker smiles, knowing the value of that thanks. The energy transfer between the two ships continues. Aboard the Enterprise, Geordi is puzzled. Nobody in engineering is acknowledging him, even when he waves a hand in front of one of their faces.
LaForge?
Ro. Boy, am I glad to see you. And I'm really glad that you can see me. It's like I'm here, but I'm not here.
And no one can see me either.
I can't figure it out. One minute, we were transporting from the Romulan vessel. And the next, I wake up in the Arboretum with a splitting headache. Can you pass through things like bulkheads?
Tables, people, yeah.
Geordi slowly raises a hand. Understanding, Ro raises hers. Nervously, their fingertips touch and press firmly together.
Well, we're solid enough to each other.
It's not what you expected, is it?
What do you mean?
This. Death.
What?
We're dead, Geordi.
Is that some kind of a joke?
Our patterns were lost in a transporter malfunction. We never rematerialized after leaving the Romulan ship.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? That we're some sort of spirits?
Spirits? Souls? My people used to call them Borjas. Well, whatever term you want to use, we're it.
But my uniform, my visor, are you saying I'm some blind ghost with clothes?
I don't have all the answers. I've never been dead before.
We are not dead.
According to Dr. Crusher, we died in a transporter malfunction at 1430 hours. Geordi, I saw her make out the death certificates.
Geordi is speechless. He can't believe this.
We need to make peace with our former lives. That's what I was taught. We have to say goodbye to the people who are in our lives.
No. You may be ready for the afterlife, but I'm not.
I don't see that we have much of a choice. When I was growing up, I never gave much thought to all the talk about Borjas. I figured that it was just superstition passed on to children.
Fine. You go make peace with yourself, all right? I'm going to transporter room 3. I'm going to figure a way out of this situation.
Geordi turns on his heel and leaves, walking straight through the main engineering console. Meanwhile, in the transporter room, questions are being asked.
I didn't have any warning that something would go wrong, sir. Suddenly, their patterns just weren't there.
I believe the cause of the accident may be related to the explosion on the Romulan ship.
Really?
But that happened before we even arrived.
In all likelihood, the explosion damaged the Romulan cloaking device, causing it to discharge chronoton particles. I am detecting a chronoton field in here.
Chronoton field?
If the particles were produced on the Romulan ship, why are you detecting them here?
The transporter beam.
I suspect they traveled through the transporter beam. That may have been the cause of Geordi and Rose's death. I will go to the Romulan ship. Perhaps I can discover the source of the emissions.
Commander, are these chronotons dangerous?
They pose no danger to humans. However, some of the ship's systems may have been affected by prolonged exposure. When I return, I will devise a method to eradicate them.
LaForge and
The invisible Geordi, his communicator inoperable, goes to find Ro. She, meanwhile, arrives on the bridge with an unknowing colleague.
Thanks for the ride.
She walks slowly around the room as if for the last time. Reaching the front screen, she pauses and bites back her emotion.
I'm here to say goodbye.
No one so much as blinks. She walks sadly towards the station which is so familiar to her. She runs her hand over the back of the chair and gently places a hand on the smooth surface of the console, remembering the feel of the controls.
There were a lot of what appeared to be experimental engine components lying around over there. I'd say they were testing a new warp drive design and it blew up in their faces.
That would explain why they're so far from Romulan space. To avoid being picked up by Federation long-range scans.
We should have an engine core ready for them by 1900 hours.
Commander, there'll be a memorial service at 2300 hours. Mr. Data is making the arrangements.
I'll be there.
Me too.
In fact, I might like to say a few words.
You did know LaForge longer than any of us.
Actually, I was thinking more about Ensign Ro.
Me?
When you're ready, coordinate with Mr. Data.
Wait a minute, what are you going to say about me?
Riker exits the captain's cabin, leaving Ro looking down at the seated Picard working at his desk. She moves closer.
Captain... I don't believe this. I'm dead. You can't even hear me, and I'm still intimidated by you. I just wanted to say thank you. for trusting in me when no one else would.
Geordi enters via the wall.
Hey. There you are. Excuse me, Captain. Listen, Data's taking the next shuttle back over to the Romulan vessel, and we need to be on it.
Why?
Because I think that what happened to us, the answers are over there.
Why can't you just accept the fact...
Look, if you're right, then we're dead, and this doesn't make any difference. But if I'm right, then we're still alive, and I'm gonna need your help.
Geordi heads off hurriedly. Ro follows slowly, unsure, leaving the oblivious Picard hard at work. A shuttle leaves the Enterprise. Aboard are four passengers. Two are invisible.
Lieutenant, I am planning a memorial service for Commander LaForge and Ensign Ro. I would like you to participate.
What kind of service?
Captain Picard asked me to arrange a ceremony that was appropriate. I have given a great deal of thought to what is appropriate in this instance.
Sir, shuttlecraft 4 has not yet cleared the Romulan ship.
Hold position here.
This is weird. Listen to them plan our funeral.
I find I am having difficulty deciding what kind of service to have. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, human custom is to conduct a solemn, dignified service in which the dead are praised by their friends and loved ones.
Ensign Ro was a Bajoran. Her belief should be reflected as well. However, their death rituals are quite complicated.
Oh, please, not the death chant.
The Bajoran death chant is over 2 hours long.
I am not certain that either human or Bajoran rites are fitting. And I have researched the funerary customs of over 5,000 cultures to no avail.
Shuttlecraft 4 has just cleared.
Resume course. In almost all societies, it is traditional to say a ritual farewell to those you call friends. I never knew what a friend was until I met Geordi. He spoke to me as though I were human. He treated me no differently from anyone else. He accepted me for what I am. And that, I have learned, is friendship. But I do not know how to say goodbye.
Seems almost human, doesn't he?
Commander, I am not the proper person to advise you.
Why?
I am very happy for Commander LaForge. He has crossed over to that which is beyond. For a Klingon, this is a joyful time. A friend has died in the line of duty, and he has earned a place among the honored dead. It is not a time to mourn.
Data blinks in confusion at the conflicting beliefs.
Begin docking procedure.
Data, that's a nice sentiment, but a little premature. I don't plan on being commemorated before my time.
Geordi's look becomes determined. On the Romulan bridge, the cleanup is almost complete. Geordi, with Ro nearby, studies some instruments as Data enters.
I'm afraid I fail to see the point of this investigation, Commander.
Chronotani missions may have been responsible for the accident which claimed the lives of our officers.
A most regrettable event, of course.
Was your cloaking device damaged in the explosion?
All of our systems were damaged, including the cloaking device.
That explains the chronoton fields I am detecting in here now. For your own safety, it is important to eliminate those emissions.
Our safety?
There is no way to predict what will happen when the chronotons interact with the new engine core.
Data moves away from the Romulans, his point made.
I've never seen anything like this. There's something in here that looks like a molecular phase inverter.
What's that?
It's supposed to change the structure of matter so it can pass through normal matter and energy. Hang on a second. A few years back, we got intelligence reports that the Klingons were working on trying to combine a phase inverter and a cloaking device. In theory, they believed that a phased ship could hide anywhere, even inside a planet, and that conventional weapons would be useless against it.
How far did they get in their research?
Well, it never got out of the preliminary stages. There were several accidents. The Romulans might be pursuing that same technology, trying to combine an inverter and a cloaking device. And if this is the prototype...
Then that would explain the explosion in the chronoton fields.
And us.
You mean we're cloaked?
Not just cloaked. Phased. Our entire molecular structure altered so that we don't have any substance.
Then that would mean we're not dead.
Yes, it would also mean that there's probably a way to dephase us.
Data moves carefully around with his tricorder, taking readings. He pauses near Ro.
Field emissions are particularly strong in this area.
You can be assured that the emissions will be eliminated before the engine core is replaced.
Commander, may I speak with you?
If they come back, they're going to discover the interphase generator.
Is their power transfer beam still at full intensity?
Yes, it will be until we're ready to switch to internal power.
We will set up a muon feedback wave inside the transfer beam. The particles will accumulate in their dilithium chamber. When they go to warp speed, their engines will explode.
Ro and Geordi overhear all this.
Gotta get to the Enterprise and warn them.
How?
I don't know, but we have to find a way. Come on.
As Geordi and Ro leave to find their way back to the ship, a Romulan sitting in the captain's chair gets suddenly up. He also leaves the bridge, walking through a large console in the process. Aboard the Enterprise, still linked to the Romulan ship by the energy transfer beam, on a busy cargo deck, the figure of the Romulan captain appears. He is ignored as he goes on his way.
The muon feedback wave's not showing up on any of the engine displays.
Romulans must be hiding it in the sensor return signal. Unless someone runs a level 3 diagnostic, they'd never detect it. There must be some way to warn them before the ship goes into warp.
This is puzzling. Three more chronoton fields have formed aboard the Enterprise in the last hour.
There's no reason why the interphase device would be producing new fields on board this ship.
We should begin decontamination immediately. Run an internal sensor sweep for the locations of all chronoton fields on the Enterprise.
Aye, sir.
Geordi watches the screen.
The following areas are showing contamination. Sick bay, transporter room 3, main bridge, captain's ready room, shuttle bay 2, and main engineering.
Ro, take a look at this. I do not understand how these new fields have formed. No transporter beam has been active in any of those areas, and I cannot see that they have anything in common.
Oh, yes, they do.
In fact, they seem to be appearing at random.
No, they're not. We were in every one of those locations. Somehow, we're leaving chronoton footprints behind us.
Can you narrow the focus of the scan to pinpoint the locations?
Not with the internal sensors, Commander.
Go to Science Station 2 on the main bridge. Use a lateral sensor array to get a more precise reading. I will modify an anion emitter to eliminate the fields once they've been isolated.
Why don't you go with her and see what the lateral sensors turn up? I'm going to stay here with Data.
Right.
The turbo lift doors open, and unseen, a Romulan steps onto the bridge of the starship Enterprise. Meanwhile, in engineering, Geordi looks on as Data continues to scan.
Well, that's interesting. You're reading chronoton fields in here, but not from me. There's a field in this wall? Why? Data, I came through this wall. I walked right through it when I came in here. When the phased matter in my body passed through the wall, it must have disrupted the wall's molecular structure, producing a chronoton field.
Now understanding, Geordi looks at Data and walks towards him through a workstation, which Data immediately scans.
Data, I'm right here. That's me you're reading. Watch.
Geordi passes through the desk again.
Come on. It's me. You see?
Following the transport chief suddenly sees the Romulan captain.
Do not move. Yes. I can see you.
Who are you?
Where is the scientific officer? The one like us. The one who came with you to our ship. He spoke of a plan to return to normal. Yes. This disruptor works. I was wearing it when I was changed. Now where is he?
With the disruptor at her throat, Ro is forced to move. In engineering, Geordi continues to try and give Data clues by passing through objects.
Data, stop being so rational. Try using your imagination once in a while. These aren't just random patterns. It's me! Ah! You point that thing.
Under the scanner, Geordi's hand tingles.
Wait a minute, Data. I think it did something here. It's not so easy to push through anymore. The molecules in my hand must have been partially dephased by the anion beam. Data, If a low-level beam can bring my hand part of the way back, maybe a high-level beam can bring me all of the way back. I'll just have to get you to turn up the intensity so that... Hey, wait a minute. Don't stop now. No. Data, don't give up on it. It works. I was just creating more fields. Your method is fine. You just need to turn up the intensity, Data.
Geordi sighs in frustration as Data puts down his tricorder. Elsewhere, Ro is marched at gunpoint by the Romulan to find LaForge.
He's in here.
Ro suddenly dives through the unopened door and steps smartly aside. A sharp kick to the stomach and a blow to the neck bring her captor to his knees. As she rushes ahead through the next door, he fires wildly and leaps up in pursuit.
Rossmer to Commander Data.
Data here?
I've just detected a large chronoton field on deck 17. The field strength is 300% above the others we found, sir.
Is that Ro?
Acknowledged.
On deck 17, Ro is leading her pursuer in a desperate chase through doors, walls, and mirrors. Data, with his invisible assistant Geordi, continues to scan for the telltale fields. A crewman, doing press-ups in private, is unaware as a desperate chase passes right through him. Data continues to scan down the corridors, none the wiser and clearly perplexed. A couple sharing a romantic dinner in their quarters never notice as Ro sprints through them only to be felled by a disruptor blast to the leg.
Get up!
Where is the science officer?
Ro strikes hard but is thrown aside.
Ren, excuse me, Lieutenant.
Ro!
Geordi rushes in, slamming into the Romulan and knocking him straight through the outer hull of the ship. Ro picks herself up and through the window sees the Romulan's body drift away into the void. She looks back to Geordi.
Thanks.
Anytime.
They look out at the body in shock and relief.
Still no indication that the Romulans have set up a muon wave in our dilithium chamber.
It's there. And when they go to war...
Incoming message from the Romulan ship, Captain.
On screen.
Now what?
Installation of the new engine core has been completed. We are ready to switch to internal power, Enterprise.
Understood. Disconnect the power transfer beam.
We are now on internal power. Captain Picard. Please accept my sincere thanks on behalf of the Romulan Empire.
Don't listen to him, Captain.
It's our pleasure, Mirok. And I hope that this example of cooperation between our two peoples will not be an isolated incident.
As do I, Captain.
Set a course for the Garadius system. Warp 6.
Don't, sir! Captain, I'm still running the decontamination program. Mr. Data believes we shouldn't engage the warp drive until I've cleared all the chronoton fields from the ship.
Farewell. Let me know when you finish your sweep.
Yes, sir.
If we can get to the locations that she's decontaminating, maybe the anion emissions would rephase us enough for someone to see us.
Yeah, well, the beam strength will have to be pretty strong in order for us to be visible for more than a millisecond. Somebody's gonna have to be looking directly at us.
Then we're gonna have to go somewhere with an awful lot of people.
Riker enters the bridge.
It's time, sir. We should go.
You have the bridge, Mr. McDowell. I'll be at the service in 10 forward.
10 forward? Well, that's perfect. We'll create as many chronoton fields in there as we can. Get them to flood that room with a stronger beam.
Picard, Riker, Geordi, and Ro enter the turbo lift.
Deck 10. I've been thinking about the first time I met Geordi LaForge. A young officer assigned to pilot me on an inspection tour. And I made some offhand remark about the shuttle's engine efficiency not being what it should. And the next morning I found that he'd stayed up all night refitting the fusion initiators.
The captain smiles at the memory.
Well, I knew then that I wanted to have him with me on my next command. Have you decided what you're going to say about Ensign Rowe?
Yes, I have. It wasn't easy.
Situations like these are never easy, number one.
They exit the lift. Rowe is beside herself.
What?
She looks at Geordi, who can only shrug his shoulders. 10 Forward is decorated for a party. There are balloons, people smiling, a band, and plenty of drinks. Picard and Riker enter. Even Riker is smiling now. Rowe and Geordi follow them in. Rowe looks perplexed.
What is going on here?
It's our memorial service.
This?
Why not?
I don't believe this. They think we're dead and they're having a party?
Yeah, it's perfect. Come on, let's get started.
Geordi moves away and Rowe begins to fire the Romulan destructor randomly around the room.
Well, this is unusual.
Yeah, I think I like it.
Riker steps up to the stage and picks up a spare trombone, which he begins to play with obvious skill. Rowe looks on, aghast.
Now, I suppose I'll never know what you were going to say about me.
She aims a blast at number one's head and moves on.
Do you think the others will find this service appropriate?
Look around you, David. Everybody's sharing their memories of Geordi and Rowe, laughing and talking. What could be more appropriate than that?
I am glad you approve.
Rossmer to Commander Data.
Go ahead, Chief.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir. We've cleared the critical areas of chronotons, but we've detected a new field forming in 10 Forward that's stronger than any we've seen before.
Should I wait till after the service is over before beginning decontamination?
No. Anion emissions are harmless. Please begin immediately.
Aye, sir.
Here we go.
The pair seem to sparkle as the anion rays hit.
Worf! Worf, can you see us?
Lieutenant?
We're right here, Worf! Oh,
damn. We have to find a way to increase the emission strength.
Yeah, I know.
She hadn't lost her rank as a result of that incident at Garon 4. I think she would have made Lieutenant Commander by now.
Bridge to Captain Picard.
Go ahead.
Incoming message from Garadius 4, sir. The diplomatic situation is deteriorating. They want an update on our ETA.
Stand by, Ensign.
Excuse me. We have to do something now, before they go into war.
The disruptor. I could put out an overload.
Do it.
Geordi looks on as Rowe gently sets the weapon to self-destruct and places it carefully in the middle of the room. The weapon's power begins to surge.
Let's go.
They break for cover.
I would like to get underway as soon as possible. The situation on Garadius 4 is becoming serious.
I see no reason to delay our departure. Chronoton fields have been cleared.
Excellent. Mr. McDowell, will you set a course for Garadius 4 and engage...
Commander Data, Chronoton field strength in 10 Forward has just increased by 3,000%.
Curious. Captain, I believe we should decontaminate this room before getting underway.
Very well.
Chief.
Yes, Commander.
Increase anion emissions to 6,000 particles per second and decontaminate this area.
Okay, hang on.
Again, they seem to sparkle and are briefly visible.
Data, do you see us? Right here!
We're right here!
Did you see that, Mr. Data?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Data, put it all together now.
These were not ghosts. What did we see?
I believe I may know what has happened, sir.
Oh, Data, please be right.
It would explain the mysterious chronoton fields.
Yes, yes.
If they were cloaked in some way.
You're saying that they're still alive?
I am right, sir, they are. And in this room, their brief appearance coincided with the anion's sweep. Perhaps the anions neutralized the cloaking effect. Chief Brosmer.
Yes, Commander.
Set the anionic beam to its highest level and flood 10 Forward.
Aye, sir.
Rowe and Geordi crackle as if struck by an electric charge. Their shipmates look on in wonder and gradually fall silent.
Data, do you see us?
Of course.
Data steps forward and helps them to their feet.
LaForge to engineering. Take the warp engines offline until further notice. There's a muon wave building up inside the dilithium chamber.
Captain, who gave that order?
That was Commander Geordi LaForge, Ensign. Please follow his instructions.
Aye, sir.
Well, it looks like a great party. Do you mind if we join you?
Their delighted shipmates embrace Ro and Geordi. Riker is the first to greet Ro. Geordi spots Data standing awkwardly to one side and goes to him.
Geordi, it is good to see you.
Thanks, Data. Never been to a better funeral.
Geordi smiles warmly, and Data's impassive features soften as his friend clasps him by the shoulder. Later after the party, Ro and Geordi are still in 10 forward. Geordi is indulging a particular passion.
Could you pass the rolls?
You've been eating for over an hour.
Come on. We didn't eat for almost 2 days. I'm hungry.
Ro plays distractedly with a breadstick.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Come on.
I was raised with Bajoran beliefs. I even followed some of the practices. But I never really believed in a life after death. And then suddenly I was dead. And there was this other life. And it made me feel like I'd been pretty arrogant to discount everything I'd been taught, you know? Now I don't know what to believe.
Well, maybe we should develop our own interface device. If it can teach Ro Laren humility, it can do anything.
The danger passed, power builds in the Enterprise's engines, which heads out to continue the mission. The end.